Welcome to Car Free Conversations. This is a podcast where we talk about making the most of St. Pete without the use of a car. My name is Domenico Bondurriero.
And I'm Sumitra.
And today we're going to be talking about the PSTA budget hearings, and we're going to be talking about what a millage rate is.
Yes, it's a very deep dive into how PSTA is funded. You're welcome.
Yeah, and I think this is a really important conversation to have because I think a lot of people don't understand how, just in general, transit agencies are funded. And so I think when people see, you know, where the money is coming from and how much money is being contributed, maybe they're a bit surprised. But we're going to try and dispel some of that and talk about that today, because there was just the first PSTA budget hearing on September 10th, and there's going to be another one on September 24th at 6 p.m. So you can use what you learn here in this podcast to, you know, voice your opinion or attend those hearings and get involved.
So yeah, let's talk about these budget hearings, right? What's happening right now?
And why do these budget hearings matter?
Right, exactly. So the board will vote on the 2026 PSTA budget, which will help decide which route services get funded, essentially. And I'm assuming someone on the board has suggested cutting some budget or millage rate, right?
Yeah, it sounds like they want to lower, I think, the millage rate, which we'll talk about. But yeah. Sumitra, why don't you explain exactly like how the PSTA budget works and the different buckets that exist?
Yeah, so there are two main buckets. There is the operating budget and the capital budget. The operating budget usually includes like just day-to-day operations of PSTA, so like the staff, fuel, charging, maintenance, utilities, things like that like keep the buses essentially like rolling on the road. And the capital budget are like big projects, like buying more buses, shelters, technology, just all of those. And a key here is that 90% of the operating budget comes from the property tax plus government grants for PSTA. So property taxes like fund 90% of the PSTA, including the government grants. And then the passenger fares only are like 7% of the funding.
Yeah, and I think a misconception is that like your fare is paying to like run the bus that day, but it actually costs a lot more to run the bus.
Yes.
And other similar cities, I did some research, like other similar cities have a comparable percent of operating budget from fares. So Indianapolis, 4% of their operating budget is from fares. Hart in Tampa, 8% of their budget is from fares. Nashville, it's 4%. Jacksonville, 6% of their budget is from fares. And then I also saw, I think it was Portland is also similar as well. Portland is 7%. Salt Lake City, Utah is 9%. Some of the larger cities, like, you know, like the New Yorks of America, have a higher percentage that comes from fares, like more like 15 or 20%. But they're a lot denser, so people are relying on transit like a lot more.
Exactly.
So we're right on par with cities of our size, I think, mm-hmm. at 7%. So it kind of makes sense that that's the percentage of, you know, that comes from fares. Some places like Richmond, Kansas City, 0% of their operating budget comes from fares because they have free fares for everyone. Yeah.
I was just going to say, like, Kansas City has made their public transit free to use for all,
which is awesome. Like, I think it's great as a public service, you know. But you mentioned that most of the funding comes from grants, like federal grants, and then local property taxes.
Yeah.
So, and that's what the millage rate is, right?
Yeah, so let's break down the millage rate. Yeah, and millage rate is calculated with property taxes. So, and millage rate is how the taxes are calculated. So 1 mil equals $1 per $1,000 of assessed property value. So that's how, so how much millage rate you're paying to PSTA is like $1 for like every $1,000 of your assessed property value. The PSTA's board recently approved reducing the proposed tax levy rate to 0.7300 as the maximum millage rate for the trim notice.
So, what does that mean? Can you give an example?
So,
This is where things get tricky. Of course, they're going to make up words for taxes just to make it difficult for people to understand, like what a mill is. So, I'm glad you explained that. But can you give an example of what I might pay for from my home?
yeah, so I mean, God, I'm so bad at math, and it's so early in the morning right now.
Well, I have a
So,
calculator, so we can do this live on the
so,
air.
so let's say you have your home is worth, let's say, $500,000,
All right,
right?
500,000.
So $1 for every $1,000 of your assessed value.
So that would be 500 bucks.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, if my calculator is working,
But
I have a very cool
that's
retro
right.
calculator.
Yeah. But that's like of assessed value, right? Which
Of
means,
assessed value, which
yeah.
500 is on the is on the
Right. On
higher
the
end. I think the
higher,
median's a little
higher
less than that. Like my house is not worth. My house
Yeah.
isn't assessed at 500,000,
Yeah.
and most
Neither
people are is assessed
is
less.
mine. Yeah.
And this is an annual tax. So this is what percentage of your
Yeah,
annual tax
exactly.
go. And for comparison, I was looking at my property taxes, and just for comparison, about $2,000 of my property taxes goes towards educate, like goes towards schools. Which I'm not saying that we should not be paying
No,
that. I'm just saying that's just comparison. So the millage rate for transit was mu it was like 300. It was much less. Well, now you know how much my house is worth. But yeah,
So.
it's a fraction of what you're paying in property
So,
taxes, and it's a
the
good cause.
board is trying, has approved essentially like reducing that to even lower, 2.73 instead of like the whole dollar, is what I get from the information that we have.
So why is this happening? Is it I mean the PSTA has been doing a phenomenal job. I mean they've gotten awards for their work and they've been doing a lot of things with a very small budget already.
Right. Also, I mean, so our incredible producer, Nicole, has already put in the document. Like, for an example, if a home was worth $455,000 worth, only a tiny fraction of the property taxes will go to PSTA. So it's about less than 4 cents of every dollar would go to PSTA, which is really crazy.
It is. It is very low, considering.
So do you know what like the trim notices are?
I don't know what the trim notices are. Do you know what the trim notices are?
I did read about this on the blog post. And essentially it's the so the trim refers to truth in millage. It's an act which was passed by the Florida legislature in 1980 to inform taxpayer which government entities are responsible for the taxes that were levied on the amount of the taxpayer liability that they were paying.
Okay.
So, like, which government agency was taking how much in taxes from your taxes, essentially.
Okay. All right.
And
That seems fine.
yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, like more transparency in the government, great. Yeah.
I guess that's how we know, right? Like on my property tax, they do have the breakdown. They have the breakdown of like how much I'm paying for schools, how much I'm paying for transit.
And there is something called a rollback rate, which is a tax rate that produces the same amount of tax dollars as the previous year. So, like assuming that things have the prices of things have stayed the same. And calculation of the rollback rate is governed by Florida statutes. So the rollback rate is based on the total amount of taxable value of property in the county.
I see, I see. So what you're saying is if assessed values go up,
Right.
that means that what a rollback rate is saying is that, well, assessed values have gone up. That means that if we maintain the same tax rate, then the transit agency will get more, and we don't want that. So they want to roll it back to what it was
Right.
previously before the values went up. But we have more people in St. Pete, so we kind of need more money to fund the things. So like that's kind of the point of having all these big developers move in and pay towards these taxes so that we could have nicer things or continue at least the things that we do have, because we need to be able to service all of the additional people that have moved to the area. Am I wrong in assuming all this?
No, I think you're
Okay.
correct.
Okay. Okay.
It's, I mean, so who do you think pays like the property taxes?
Well, like I pay property taxes, right? So I'm guessing that a lot of people, that's what people are sensitive about.
But do you think like, is it just residential or do you also think commercial places
Well,
pay
if it's a
property
property
taxes?
tax, doesn't everybody have to pay that? So doesn't like even like the
Yes, like even
Publix's
like,
and Target's?
yeah. And Walmart, yeah, like they all pay
And
the
I
property.
imagine those huge apartment buildings that are downtown also have to pay the same property tax. And their assessed value is higher than mine, so they should be paying more, is what I'm hoping, because they have more money. So they, I mean,
One assumes.
so this system sounds okay, but the rollback rate does seem like a little bit, like a little. You know, BS, I'm gonna say, because it's basically saying let's lower the tax rate so we get the same amount that we did the previous year, but that doesn't account for growth. So I think it's a bit unfair to make that adjustment.
Or inflation, right?
Of right, well, everything's gotten more expensive, and right.
What do you think the real world consequences are of like
Well,
reducing the
I
tax?
imagine PST won't be able to keep up with the growth and the inflation. So they're going to have to, I imagine, cut back routes and frequency of service.
Yeah, and like it essentially harms like the people most vulnerable, right? Because especially like in Pinellas County, people who are the most vulnerable who use public transit, and it's essentially like harming them even more by reducing the millage rate, which then reduces the funding, which results in PSTA having to cut services. Number of hours, workers, like just it has like this major domino effect on the transit agency countywide.
Yeah, and that.
It essentially affects anyone who doesn't have a car or doesn't use a car.
Right, or can't use a car. Like, I've met several people who literally cannot use a car. They're disabled. You know, they can't have a driver's license. They rely on our public transit system to get around. So, if we have decreased service because the PSTA can't keep up, then they're the ones that suffer. You know, without question.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I do see people using public transit for their commute as well on the
Oh
bus. When I
yeah,
ride
no,
the
and
bus, I do see people use it when they're like in uniform or they're dressed up, like clearly going to work.
yeah, and even like, I mean, I was giving an example of like, as people who like don't have a car or can't use a car, right? But like, there are also people who use public transit because it's more convenient to them, right? And it's like, you're also like reducing public transit like and just getting it out as an option for people who want to use it to go to work and to go. And I mean, imagine like all the tourists who use Sunrunner to go from downtown to the beach.
Right, it also helps the tourists. Yeah, it helps tourism as well. And I imagine that also, as you know, if PSDA can continue to improve the system, then it becomes more appealing to use the system, and then the amount of operating revenue that comes from fares would eventually start to climb because more people would use it.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of throws a wrench if we say if we don't allow the PSTA to get the tax money that has already been, the percentage that has already been set aside for them to account for the growth and the inflation.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, you know, PSTA is one of the drivers of the economy, essentially. And reducing its services will directly affect the economy of the county.
Well, it's another thing that's interesting is that to keep the rate as it is now does not affect like the average person like me. Like I will be paying the same amount towards the PSTA if we keep the rate, because my assessed value does not change. Like if you own a home in St. Pete, right, your assessed value is not going to change unless you make any, you know, like huge major improvements to the property, right? So if you haven't done anything crazy, then, you know, the amount that you're going to pay in taxes is going to stay the same.
Yeah.
Like it's not going up at all. So the people that are paying more are the people that either just moved here, you know, just bought a house, right? They just, obviously they were not paying into the millage rate before, or the people that were paying prior probably paid less. And so all of these new developments that are coming in, they're the ones that are paying a higher tax rate, right? Because they bought land when it was higher, and they develop these, you know, you have all these like big luxury complexes downtown. Like they're the ones that are contributing more to the system than I am. And so I think for the average person, what this means is that this is really a tax break for the, I want to say for, I guess I can't say just for the wealthy, but it's going to be for people that have a higher assessed tax value in the current year, which could be a number of reasons, but mostly it's because of the new developments, right? Which are there because people had money to do that.
And doing that, but at the expense of cutting services for everyone else, because it affects everyone throughout the county.
Right. Yeah. So it's like a big cut to all of the new developers and new homeowners in St. Pete. But it harms the people that are the regular working people of St. Pete the most. So if you really actually dig into it, as you explained, this is a deep dive, then what this really is an attack on the average working person of St. Pete.
Yeah, and again, like because PSTA runs the transit agency throughout the county, it affects everyone in the county, right? Like everyone from South St. Pete to Charlton Springs, essentially, is affected. Who is like a working class person who may want to use PSTA as a public transit option. They won't be able to, like, if services are cut, it's going to directly affect people's lives, like, everyday, day-to-day lives, and which is, like, really, and this is what, like, I don't know how to explain to people. It's, like, cutting transit funding directly affects the economy of the county. Like, it's just, like, the direct correlation, because, like, if people can't get to work, if tourists can't get to where they want to go, right? Like there is just like, it has like these tenfold effects on like everything else that we live with every day of the life. But there is one more hearing. So how can listeners attend these hearings? or what can listeners do in order to oppose these tax cuts, essentially?
So the next hearing is September 24th at 6 p.m. at the PSD headquarters on Shearer Road in Largo, is technically where
Saint
it is,
Pete.
Right?
I think it's in St. Pete.
Oh, is it still St. Pete? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. It feels like I'm going to Largo when I go there. It's so far north.
It is.
But it's kind of intended to be somewhat central, I think, for the county. So I think that's why it's all the way up there.
Yeah, it's 3201 Shedder Drive, St. Pete.
I'm so glad you have that address handy. Thank you. You can also submit comments to publiccomments@psta.net. And they will, I think they will read those comments at the public hearing.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You can also call the PSTA info line. And the number for the PSTA info line is 727-540-1900. So that's 727-540-1900. And you can obviously comment and participate anywhere you are in the county. And I was going to say, I know Clearwater is building like a huge transit center.
Yes.
So if you're from Clearwater, you should definitely be opinionated about this, because if PSDA doesn't have the proper funding to extend those, you know, to get those routes to the new transit center, then it's going to be a waste of money for Clearwater. And it really is such a great plan for that area. And I really want it to be easier for me to get to North County, because my parents live in North County and I'm car free. So it's currently it's tough to get up there.
Yeah. You know, when I lived in Largo, I would look up how much time it would take me to get down to St. Pete. And it would sometimes take me an hour and a half, because I had to change buses, and there was just like, the next bus wasn't coming in half an hour or something like that. So
that's how long it takes. Yeah.
Yeah. So
and it shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't. Yeah.
For one transit system, it shouldn't. Like, we should be able to get to the North County in under an hour, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Which is why which is why the Sunrunner is so wonderful, because it goes from the complete east side of the peninsula to the west side in the widest part in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No, I would love to see that more of that, you know, north to south would be nice.
Oh, so I am God. I know. It's like, I can't wait. I can't wait for like another BRT system in the county.
It would be amazing. I would love a BRT that goes all the way up to Tarpon Springs. That would be so wonderful. I love Tarpon Springs.
Exactly. And you know, so like, people should also like ride the public transit system themselves, and like also like share their stories with the board that like how convenient it was, and like how much they preferred it than like just having to get into their car all the time.
Yeah, I think that is important. Like, the stories are important, because I think that what has been happening is that a lot of people that making the decisions, a lot of people that are pushing to reduce accessibility and funding for transit are people that don't ride transit. So they don't need it. They don't understand the need, right? They don't get it. They just don't, you know? I think even the citizen advocate on the board does not fully rely on transit. And so they do need to hear from us. They need to hear our stories and understand that, like, hey, I use public transit for my, you know, for my day-to-day life. And in this economy, you can't ask me to buy a car to replace my transit dependence, because cars are insanely expensive, like right now.
They're
insanely expensive.
Just owning, forget just buying a car, even owning a car, the insurance and like fuel.
The insurance, the maintenance, the fuel, those costs are going up with inflation, you know. So transit really helps it really helps me keep my budget consistent from month to month, because I know how much I'm going to spend on transit easily.
Right. And
so
the more dependable it is, the more people will ride it.
Right.
That's,
of course. Yeah.
That's just the equation that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's a, it's essential. Like our public transportation system is just essential for our future as a city, our future as a county, and the cohesion of our county. Like I do think that the different cities in our county could collaborate more. Like there could be more collaboration between the cities. There could be more events that we could share. I would love to attend more events in North County cities. And transit can help make that possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, like these
So let's show
hearing.
up.
Yeah, I was just going to say it. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it. So, like these hearings are really important because these are the ways you can make our voice heard to the board. Like, so we need to show up in defense of PSTA. Especially if you are like a transit advocate, you like urbanism, you want to do more things without using your car. Like just all of these things are correlated, and so you should definitely show up to these hearings and make your voice heard. And if you can't,
Yeah,
make
and
sure
if
you
you
public comment.
exactly, I was going to say the same thing. If you can't show up, again, send your comments to publiccomments@psta.net. There's also the PSTA info line that I mentioned, and you can find, of course, you can
What's
find
that
more
number
information on
again?
now. The number is 727-540-1900. So you can literally just pick up your phone and say, "Hey, I rely on public transit, and I don't want you to reduce the millage rate for the upcoming annual bu for the upcoming budget."
Yeah.
Well, this has been, I think, a great this has been a great conversation. I've learned a lot for sure. So I hope that those listening have learned.
So did I while preparing for it, and then in conversation with you as well.
Yeah, there's a lot to understand about the way the inner workings of our government and the way and the services that we use, and we need to fight to maintain those because for some reason there are people that want to take them away, and I don't understand that. But thank you for joining us.
I have learned
Say that
so
again,
much.
sorry.
I have learned so much about county government in the last couple of weeks that I did not know. So yeah, this is it's a great
The
information.
same. Yeah. Things that I never thought that I'd be really interested in, but now is the time to stay educated and
Yes.
voice your opinion and get involved for sure. Thank you for joining us. This has been another episode of Car Free Conversations with me, Domenico.
And me, Sumitra.